Development Board meeting to order. I'd ask you to stand and pledge allegiance to the flag, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Would you call the roll, please?
Yes. Mr. Smith.
Here.
Mrs. Lucas.
Here.
Mr. Dolman.
Here.
Mr. Scully.
Here.
Mr. Davis.
Here.
Mr. Lenhertz. Mr. Freeman.
Here.
And Mr. DiMaria is excused. Chairman, we do have a quorum.
Thank you. Okay, approval of the past minutes. Is there any additions or deletions that we need to be making to them? If not, I entertain a motion.
Move to approve the minutes.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, Ray.
Yes,
I guess I go to you, Ray. What calls a specific case? Okay, we're looking to, the case we're looking at tonight is for American Village Master Site Plan 3888. So, Mr. Tyner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, this is a request for a master site plan approval for American Village for approximately 96 units of a multifamily project. A master plan is one of the first steps of the approval process that the applicant can choose to take. And they opted to do a master site plan for your consideration this evening. Basically, what a master plan is, it's a general concept. Not a whole lot of hard engineering work has been completed. It's kind of mixed in with an existing single-family subdivision that they are developing at the same time. So a lot of the infrastructure actually has been completed. But the master plan is for your consideration. The next steps, if Planning Board approves the master plan, is a submittal of a technical site plan that would come in for our review, for our technical review team to consider to make sure that all the requirements are consistent with the land development code. With that said, Mr. Hoover, our senior planner, will have the staff presentation and followed by the applicant with also a presentation.
Good evening. The American Village is located on Purcher Drive, and it's driving-wise, it's about a mile east of Belterre Parkway on Purcher, or a half mile north of Whiteview Parkway. The site is 8.01 acres, and it's proposed for three multifamily buildings that are four stories each, having 32 units in each building. This is a future land use map. The subject property in the entire neighborhood are designated residential. And the zoning map, so the dark brown area in the middle is multifamily residential 2, which does allow multifamily up to 12 units an acre and up to 60 feet in height. The balance of the property in American Village is zoned single family residential 1, which are 50-foot lots. And then you can see beyond Pritchard Drive to the east and the west, or across the canal to the southeast, south, and southwest, that those lots in there are zoned SFR 2 and SFR 3. And the canal, which is the light blue area, is zoned public, semi-public, or PSP. going back to 1999 when the city was incorporated, all about 17 acres of American Village was residential, commercial, and was transferred over from Flagler County. And the Flagler County Land Development Code had residential commercial zoning district. It allowed multifamily units or actually neighborhood commercial uses via a special exception, which are generally approved with conditions. Then in December 2005, the city adopted its first citywide rezoning, and the 8 acres, which is the subject master plan for tonight, was rezoned to MFR2, and then the area, the balance of the area in American Village, which was about 9 acres, is the 45 lots around there. So that was rezoned to single family residential one. This is a picture I took recently. Back about, 16 months ago, the planning board approved the subdivision master plan. And then, actually, there's a typo on here. I think the preliminary plat was approved in about May 2018, and construction started shortly thereafter. This picture is taken when you come in the northeast entrance. You can see Green Circle, which is a private roadway. And then to the inside of the project is the multifamily, and to the outside of the project, which would be the right-hand side in this case, or even if the picture extended further to the west, you'd also have single family over there. This is a picture of page 2 of the master site plan, and basically it shows three multifamily areas there. You can see MFR number 1, which is the first phase in the southwest corner part. You can see MFR 2, and then to the southeast, MFR number 3. The blue area represents the stormwater area in between those three multifamily building pads. And each of the three multifamily areas would have one four-story building with 32 units and 32 garages. So each unit would have their own garage. And the Land Development Code requires a master site plan to be reviewed, especially for 6 criteria. And at the front of each of these, I've listed the exact criteria from the Land Development Code. A logic of design, and then following that, I put the staff response in there on what we determined. So on logic of design, we determined that the master plan consists of 3 buildings on 3 separate building areas separated by a stormwater area. Internal consistency criteria. It's designed as one unified, integrated project that is in conjunction with the single-family portion of American Village. And C, impact on neighboring sites. In staff's opinion, the multifamily portion of the project will be surrounded by the 45 single-family home sites that are zoned SFR1 within American Village, and those 45 home sites will act as the transition from the multifamily area to the neighboring homes that are already existing or the vacant home sites out there. Criteria D, internal vehicle and pedestrian connectivity. So the multifamily and single family portions of the project share an internal private roadway, which is a Green Circle, 2 access points onto Pritchard Drive, and also internal sidewalks and recreational facilities. E, consolidation of utilities and facilities, including stormwater, parking, signage, etc. In this case, the developer is using common wastewater and stormwater systems. for both the single and multifamily project, and we'll also have a common clubhouse and signage. And I did want to point out that this criteria was not in the staff report, but I wanted to make sure it was visible tonight for everybody.
And Bill, can I just jump in here for a second? As we do for all of our applications, such as rezonings or multifamily project applications, we like to have neighborhood meetings. And, we conducted our first neighborhood meeting when this project was just starting, and I think we probably had 50 or 60 folks at that neighborhood meeting. And to my surprise, the main topic of controversy was the sewer system. And I was there for a couple hours, during the meeting and after meeting, talking with a lot of the residents about their issues that they were having with the sewer. And, got back, and Mr. Flanagan, our community development director, got with him and said, hey, it's going to be a great idea that we have another neighborhood meeting to bring back the residents, the surrounding residents. We notified them again. We had a neighborhood meeting here because they were having, some issues with the sewage coming out and the good news is that we informed a lot of the residents who are not, a lot of them are here tonight because I believe we were very effective in letting them know about all the plans and the capital plans that are happening. And I did not know that, and the residents didn't know it, so it was great that we had the neighborhood meeting. We've got a sewer main line that actually the design is completed, and the construction is going to be starting probably within a month or late this spring and be done within 3 or 4 months, and that's going to be a big help for this area. In addition, they have these contraptions that, because what happens is the water on the road is going down the manhole, and Ralph, who works over at a utility, we were waiting on the FDEP permit that these caps, these manhole covers that are electronic, when the water rises, it contacts the utility department so it can get out there right away to start pumping and don't wait for the sewage to come up. And we were waiting on the FDEP permit to come in, the grant. That didn't happen yet, but the city went ahead and purchased 20 of these units to be installed, and I believe they're going to be installed this month within this area. So there's been a lot of, the city was aware of the issue the whole time, and I think, it was great that we were able to have the neighbors come and join us for like a utility meeting for this. So the point is that, this development is, it's not going to acerbate the issue. It's not going to make it any worse. As a matter of fact, we're on top of making it the area better. So I wanted to kind of support that. I stress that was one of the issues, but not so much.
The last criterion, number F, public benefit from the project, in the planner's opinion, the multifamily homes will provide a wider diversity of housing types in Palm Coast. Additionally, for each development order issued, which this project would get one if the planning board approves it tonight, there's five review criteria in a different section of the land development code. And the each proposed project needs to meet these five criteria, which are: must not be in conflict with the public interest, it needs to be consistent with the comprehensive plan and the land development code, it must not impose a significant hardship or liability on the city, must not create an unreasonable hazard or nuisance, and must comply with all applicable government standards. And the detailed findings of this are in the staff report. In summary, the multifamily portion of the project will not create a nuisance hazard or any compatibility issues, as it will meet all development standards in its technical site plan, and the 45 single family lots will act as a transition area between the multifamily units in the existing neighborhood. The project is consistent with the future land use element and supports comprehensive plan objective 3.41 regarding providing additional diversity in housing for Palm Coast, and the project will meet all applicable development standards of the Land Development Code as it moves forward. The public participation for this was, and I didn't go to this meeting since I wasn't assigned the project then, but back in around the 1st of December, the applicants mailed out neighbors' letters within 300 feet of the project. They held the neighborhood information meeting on December 12th at 7 p.m. at the Buddy Taylor Media Center, and my understanding, about 40, maybe 50 people attended. 21 neighbors signed in and provided their contact information at this meeting, and then planning clerk Irene Schaefer notified those neighbors that signed in of tonight's public hearing. And at that meeting, I think Ray mentioned this about the existing sanitary sewer issues was the key one. Some other concerns were about additional traffic the project might generate, as well as landscape buffers around the entire American Village.
Mr. Hoover, if I can just add to, and you know, the December 12th was our first neighborhood meeting. Then after that meeting, I think it was kind of the first of the year after the holidays that we gathered the neighbors again. We sent out letters again to have a special city kind of meeting to talk about the sanitary sewer issue. And I will say, not only did we notify the folks via email, but some of the folks that attended the neighborhood meeting aren't within that 300-foot radius, and they also provided their phone number, and we also made calls to those folks that are beyond the 300-foot radius for tonight's meeting as well.
Okay, the next step is the applicant's engineer would go ahead and turn this in for a technical site plan on the first phase, or if they want to turn them in for all three phases, that's really their choice, and that would be an administrative review. The planning staff recommends the planning board approve application number 3888, the master site plan for the 96-unit multifamily portion of American Village, subject to meeting all Land Development Code standards for the technical site plan. And Bob Dickinson of Dickinson Consulting has a presentation on behalf of the developer. And then if Bob would come up, I think you need to, or you can even come over here and sit if you want to. I'm not sure about that mic.
Yeah.
Could check.
Irene said that we're all tuned in here, so I think Okay. Everybody can hear me. Thank you, Mr. Hoover. Mr. Chairman and Planning Board members and the public, thank you for allowing us to make this application and speak this evening on our project. We have just five slides that we forwarded for review for our presentation tonight to keep it simple. I'll apologize in advance a little bit because a lot of it was covered very effectively by the city staff report. The American Village is a neighborhood with covenants and restrictions, and is an over 55 age-restricted community, which will generate really the market is for people that are looking to downsize and go to smaller units in a self-contained community. The location, as Mr. Hoover showed you previously, is just east of Buddy Taylor Middle School on Pritchard Drive. the zoning again, as Mr. Hoover mentioned, precisely is single family one and MFR two, and we're really focusing on the MFR two portion of the project this evening. I think he showed you a couple of photographs of the property under construction, which is wrapping up as we speak. This is our illustrative master site plan. Gives you a little better depiction of the neighborhood. We impose the site plan on an aerial photograph so you can see the proximity of some of the neighboring properties. As mentioned, the multifamily schematics, conceptual plans that are illustrated in this plan is for 32-unit multifamily buildings adjacent to the stormwater pond with garages to accommodate. Our intent is to have one garage per unit, so we'll have 32 parking garages and then surface parking for the remainder of the code requirements for the parking requirements per the LDC. Just to give you a little snapshot, as Mr. Hoover mentioned, there's the 45 single-family home sites around the outside, and then there's the intent to have our initial model home construction on the lots to the east on the right-hand side, as well as three additional parcels to serve the community. On the southeast corner is a small swimming pool amenity to serve the residents of American Village. And then on the southwest will be a small dog park, outdoor area, and then just across the street from that is our small open space with our central postal station, and we're working on the details for the postal service to the community with the postmaster as we speak. The community is internal, as Mr. Hoover mentioned. All the driveways and all the fronts of the residence, if you will, are focused on a green circle, so it's an internal project served by the two entries, one east and one west, that you can see on Pritchard. That it's going to be a gated community with security gates and security cameras to allow access for the residents. We have street lighting and a perimeter sidewalk around the internal side of Green Circle as kind of a neighborhood amenity for the residents so they can enjoy the perimeter of the community. The stormwater pond is, with many developments, will be kind of a central feature for the residents to enjoy. So I think that concludes my comments, and I'll welcome any questions from the board, the staff, or the public at any time. Thank you. Oh, sorry. Most okay. Important thing, Bill, I'm sorry. We wanted to share with you this illustration that we've been working on for the multifamily. It's conceptual. It is a four-story structure within the LDC guidelines for the 32-unit multifamily units. And we've tried to illustrate some of the landscape amenity that we're proposing for the perimeter of the multifamily building to enhance it. And we're going to continue to work with staff with the architectural guidelines. So this really is just a conceptual illustration at this point. So the architect is working closely with staff to develop the building according to all the guidelines per the LDC. So that'll be part of our technical site plan submittal, will be those components and illustrations that are required for the building itself. Thank you. Didn't want to miss that last part.
Any questions for staff or the developer?
Yeah, sure. So the landscaping buffer that was discussed, that obviously came up in the neighborhood meeting. What's the disposition of that?
Bill, can you go back to the overall site plan? Thank you.
Obviously, along the drainage ditch, there's already a landscaping buffer. But
that came out in the neighborhood meeting. So the landscape buffer to the south, to the public property and the drainage ditch, is going to be more of a natural landscape buffer. The other perimeter sides is going to be a 6-foot privacy fence to shield the backyards from the perimeter of Pritchard Drive and give some privacy to the backyards for the residents. So there'll be some landscaping adjacent to the fence in certain areas at the entries and things like that. But the fence was part of our original approval with our 45 single-family home sites.
Thanks. Anyone else questions?
Nope. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have just a comment. The school board has already provided a letter of no impact because it's an age-restricted community. However, at final plat, we would need to review the declaration of covenants and conditions and regulations at that time again.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. There's no further questions, so we'll open it to the public. If there's anyone who wishes to speak on this project, come to the podium. You have approximately 3 minutes to talk. Give us your name and your address, and we'll be happy to listen. Seeing no one approach, we'll close the public and bring it back to the board.
At the risk of I notice in that the statute, I guess the code requirement is that we use the county property appraiser data to notify owners. As you can see in this area, there's a lot of out-of-town owners, and this is not about this specifically, but would it be inappropriate, don't throw anything at me, but would it be inappropriate to perhaps consider using the utility data and so that the actual residents within a radius of these projects that come forth are notified and not the guys in New Hampshire or in addition to. I don't want to make more work for us or whatever, but I think that's an appropriate approach.
Yeah, we can, like you said, it's probably not part of this conversation,
yeah,
but it's something that we can talk about.
This jumped off the paper at me as I looked at the list.
Yeah, I mean, we take who that owner is of that property, and, we send out letters to that property. And if they're in New Hampshire, they're getting it in New Hampshire.
Yep. Probably not going to make the drive, though.
I would move to approve applicant number 3888.
Second. Get that, Ms. Shaker. Roll, please.
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Mrs. Lucas.
Yes.
Mr. Dolmy.
Yes.
Mr. Scully.
Yes.
Mr. Davis.
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, there's a lot of people in the audience that didn't speak. I'll be here, and our staff will be here. If you have any questions for staff, I'd be happy to answer any of your questions or if you have any concerns.
Okay. We have any additional things, applications?